plans tomorrow after practice?
Just gonna go hang out with the teammates usually. A lot of guys having dinners and stuff, so it's cool to get together with the teammates. It builds chemistry actually, going over to a teammate's house, and it's a lot of fun. They always have great food.
What's your favorite food on Thanksgiving Day?
Turkey, stuffing, gravy, the corn, you know, the whole platter at once, all at the same time.
What kind of pie?
Pumpkin pie. With vanilla ice cream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
Rob, it looks at least from the outside that you're getting more up to speed over the last couple of weeks. It looks like you're getting your legs underneath you a little bit. Is that the case?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, the more you're playing, the more weeks you're going, the more you're into it, and the more everything's flowing together. So just trying to improve every week on the field, off the field, in the weight room, in the meeting room. So just overall, just trying to improve the game at all times every week.
How much of a process has that been for you to kind of get back up to speed, to get back to 100%?
It's just the process of doing everything right during the week and doing it every single week. Practicing hard every week, working out every week, and just trying to get conditioned and getting better condition for games every week.
What's been the most surprising thing about the reacclimation process for you over the last few weeks?
Nothing really, just the most surprising thing is you just gotta keep working hard, and the harder you work, the easier comes the following days once you get there.
What is it about December? You guys have done pretty well since going back to 2001, best record in the NFL. Is it things ramp up around December?
It's always ramped up during the season, every single game, but just gotta keep grinding. There's no letdowns ever, and just gotta keep improving every week and keep practicing hard every week.
Tom won AFC Offensive Player of the Week this week. Is he pretty much the tone setter when it comes to facing a deficit that you guys had at halftime and leading the offense into believing that you guys could make that kind of comeback?
Yes. He's definitely a leader of our offense, and he's a great player and a great leader, and he knows how to do things right. And the whole offense overall, we're all clicking together as a team. We're all working together as a team, and every single week, just trying to improve every week.
Hey, Rob, I understand it's been a couple of days, but here's a video of Tom celebrating with you after that touchdown on Sunday. What goes through his mind like that? Is it infectious for you guys to see him that energized?
He's just bringing positive energy. I mean, he has positive energy all the time, and a lot of players on this team have a lot of positive energy, just bringing it out on the practice field, on the game field, and it's all good vibes, and it's all good. And it gets everyone motivated, and everyone keeps working hard and keep grinding every week.
Now you've seen him a couple of years. Is he more energized?
He's always competitive, no matter what time of the year it is. It doesn't change.
A lot of high school seniors will play their final football game tomorrow on Thanksgiving. Do you remember anything about your final high school game?
We haven't talked about the Texans at all yet, and that's all I'm really focused on this week. And you got any questions about Houston?
What are your thoughts about them? They're obviously struggling at 2-9, but they're still a pretty potent team.
Yes, they're a very good team. They got a very good defense, and they got many great players on the defensive side of the ball. And we got to be prepared. We got to be ready, and we got to be working hard this week to go out there and compete.
Does Thanksgiving Day put a monkey wrench in preparation at all, or you guys are still being in the morning going over things?
What's that?
Does having the holiday put a monkey wrench in preparations?
I mean, I've always said being during the NFL season, you have no holidays. It's just work, practice, grinding all throughout the year, but we'll have something a little tomorrow. We definitely have practice and meetings and stuff, and just got to keep on grinding and then enjoy dinner at night.
What is it about this coach and staff that makes sure, I mean, you're playing a team that's doing that, but that you guys don't let up on Sunday?
Every single week. It's NFL. Every team has great players. Every team is capable of beating anyone at any time. So got to be prepared. We got to be ready mentally and physically, and we got to go in and play one of our best games and go out there and compete.
Especially on the road, I mean, three straight losses have come on the road. So to build some momentum here in Houston.
Yes, definitely. We got to go on the road and be able to play and go out there and compete and play all four quarters.